Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The Real Poison Ivy. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
A 51-year-old woman with a history of suicide attempts and depression is admitted to the ER, complaining of nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, chest tightness. She had an alarmingly low heart rate of 30 beats per minute versus a normal heart rate of 80 to 100 beats per minute and intensely high calcium levels. Doctors were baffled and alarmed at the woman's stats, as everything else seemed normal. Eventually, she admitted to ingesting Cerbera odalum seeds, the product of one of the deadliest plants on the planet. Today we're talking about the Cerbera odalum tree, known popularly and not coincidentally as the suicide tree. Very simply put, Cerbera odalum has the highest concentration of cerberin of any plant, which is a highly toxic glycoside molecule compound with its own brand of steroid core and a lactose ring. When the cerberin binds, it blocks the pathway and leads to a buildup of extracellular potassium and intracellular calcium. This buildup fucks your stomach and decreases the functionality of the nerves and muscles in your heart, making the heart slow down and making you eventually die. The toxin itself is well known and has been found in over 500 plant species in 12 different plant families. The ecological function it serves, however, is still relatively unclear, maybe to ward off herbivores trying to eat its fruit. Those who ingest part of the Cerbera odalum experience its effects within the hour, including a variety of gastrointestinal and cardiac symptoms, as you might imagine, diarrhea, headache, nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. Forensic sources believe these toxic poisonings also include, in the late stages, like when you're about to die, burning sensations in the mouth, dilated pupils, irregular beating of the heart, and drowsiness, leading to coma and eventually death. Death often occurs within 3 to 6 hours of eating parts of the tree. This tree grows to about 32 feet high and is found only in the highly swampy and humid parts of India and Asia. The fruits are used for such varied purposes as bioinsecticides, biodiesel, and even deodorants, which is why they're kept around these highly populous areas. Because of its prevalence and accessibility to people, in Kerala, India, the tree is a commonly used method of suicide and possibly murder. Like we've said, only a small dose from a seed or two is required for a lethal result. To look into the use of the Cerbera odalum for suicide and death, a team led by Yvonne Gaillard of the Laboratory of Analytical Toxicology in La Voulte-sur-Rhône, France, documented more than 500 cases of fatal Cerbera poisoning between 1989 and 1999 in the southwest Indian state of Kerala alone. Half of Kerala's plant poisoning deaths and 1 in 10 of all fatal poisonings are put down to Cerbera. To give that some context, there have only been 439 fatal shark attacks since the 1950s. On that note, let's take a break. True number of deaths due to Cerbera poisoning in Kerala might be twice what is estimated because poisonings are just so damn hard to identify. Another interesting note, 3/4 of Cerbera victims are women. According to that study by Yvonne Gaillard, this might mean the plant is used to kill young wives who do not meet high and demanding standards of some Indian families. Again, just a theory. But of course, many cases of homicide using the plant go unnoticed in countries where it does not grow naturally, like in the United States, where this type of poisoning is so rare. So rare, in fact, that there's only been 1 documented case, a Virginia woman mentioned at the beginning of this episode. Using high-performance liquid chromatography coupled with mass spectrometry to examine autopsy tissues for traces of the plant, Gaillard's team at the Laboratory of Analytical Toxicology uncovered a number of homicides that would otherwise have gone completely unnoticed. This also suggests that some of the cases put down to suicide may have actually been murders. Though the seeds have a bitter taste, homicide using the Cerbera is likely easy to do if they're crushed and mixed with spicy food. The taste can also be masked with sugar, and the vast majority of suicides committed via ingestion of the seeds is done by removing the seed from the outer husk, then crushing it, and mixing it with raw cane sugar. Pathologists would not be able to identify Cerbera poisoning unless there is specific evidence the victim has eaten the plant. Truly, the perfect murder. Tragically, in 2015, 3 teenage girls consumed the Cerbera fruit in what is suspected to be a suicide pact. The 15-year-olds, all rowers in southern Kerala, were allegedly being harassed by senior athletes and their trainer at rowing camp. The girls wrote a suicide note, which has not been released to the public, and then ate the fruit of the tree at their local water sports center. The athletes were taken to the hospital on Wednesday evening after they were found unconscious in a room of their hostel. One teenage rower, unfortunately, passed away. The other two remained in critical condition for weeks before making a recovery. The only living thing that can eat parts of the tree without serious impact, as far as we know, is a rare type of cockatoo named Tanimbar corella. This native bird from Indonesia has often been seen snacking on the fruit and seeds of the Cerbera odalum with absolutely no repercussion.